Now, if Monty Python's Life of Brian has taught us anything, it's that we have the Romans to thank for pretty much everything. But, it seems, it might not all have been entirely beneficial. Indeed, new research suggests that intense lead mining and processing at the height of the Roman Empire may have engulfed Europe in widespread pollution, which in turn contributed to the cognitive decline of the population, although not to the same extent as lead in petrol in the 1970s. Joe McConnell at the Desert Research Institute in Reno has been telling me all about his study.
I study ice cores. In this study, we used three ice cores, two from Greenland, from the Greenland ice sheet, and one from the Russian Arctic. And these were collected a long time ago, over the last 20 years, by many of my European colleagues. And we analyzed these in my laboratory at extremely low levels, but we can use those variations in those very, very low levels to look at changes in emissions of pollutants.
And how do you know when they relate to in time, these ice cores?
Yeah, it's a great question. We count annual layers in the chemistry. It turns out, you know, in my lab, we measure about 30 different chemical species all at the same time, depth resolution. And so we can count, just like tree rings, we can count those annual layers starting at the top and just count them backwards thousands of years. And then we use things like known volcanic eruptions, and there happened to have been one in Alaska in the year 43 BCE that we can tie directly to the tree ring series and to all these different ice cores.
And what, the ice captures a snapshot of what the air was doing when that bit of ice got made at that particular point in time? Is that the rationale for doing this?
Absolutely. So there are these little things called aerosols, or little particles and droplets in the air all around us all the time. And they come from things like forest fires or pollution or volcanic eruptions, desert dust, sea spray, things like that. And those impurities are captured by falling snowflakes or by raindrops and deposited in the snow, or in this case, on the ice sheet.
And what does the lead footprint look like? Is it significant?
It's easily detectable. And one of the reasons that we focus on lead, besides the health implications, is that humans in their early mining and smelting created a lot or emitted a lot of lead. And so the background of lead in the natural environment is quite low. But humans, because of our mining and smelting, really put out a lot of it. And so the signature of human impact is quite clear in these ice cores in terms of lead.
And was it chiefly the Romans 2,000 years ago that were playing with lead? So you can say, well, it was them that have made the signature that you can see in these ice cores mapping onto that time point? Or were other humans around the place, other races, were they also using lead?
Historians and archaeologists tell us that the primary sources would have been the Roman Empire. And then there was quite a bit of activity in China. Using atmospheric models and then lead isotopes, the isotopes of the lead itself, we can evaluate where the lead must have been coming from. In this case, where these ice cores are located, the sensitivity of the ice, meaning how sensitive the ice core record is to emissions, is about 10 times greater for Europe than it is for China. So it's not impossible that we're seeing some lead from China. It's just that the emissions would have to be at least 10 times greater to equal the same amount of emissions from Europe. And then finally, we can use these isotopes. And what we find is the lead deposited in Greenland has a similar isotopic characteristic as the ore bodies in southern Europe.
And how do you then relate what the ice is saying was there to what the concentration for where the people were must have been in the air? So in other words, if you were a Roman, either living in a town or working in one of these settlements that was producing this, how much lead would you have been exposed to, do you think, based on what the ice is telling you?
Somewhat surprising, for me at least, was how widespread the pollution was. The atmospheric modeling suggests that it was basically extended over the entire Roman Empire. And that goes all the way from North Africa to what is now Germany and all the way over to the Black Sea.
How would that relate to if we wound the clock back, just say, 100 years? Because we were using a lot of petrol that was all leaded. Until into the 80s, we were all using leaded fuel because it was better for engines. So how would our lead pollution in that era compare with what the Romans were doing? Were we worse than them, effectively, or not as bad?
No, we were definitely worse. The blood lead levels that would have resulted from this air pollution were about three times higher during the late 1970s, at least in the US, than they were during the Roman period. As you mentioned, lead has really been cleaned up in the last 20, 30 years, 40 years maybe, since passage of things like the Clean Air Act in the US and similar legislation around the world. And the Romans were experiencing about three times the exposure that children today are experiencing.
But of course, children, when I was a child, were probably getting a much higher dose than a Roman child would.
Absolutely. And there was cognitive decline and other health impacts as a result.
And so we know that there are studies tying lead pollution to human exposure in the more modern era. So you can presumably back extrapolate that to what was going on in ancient Rome and try and make some kind of guesstimates as to what kind of impact it might have had on general health and cognition.
Maybe about 2.5 to 3 points. Keep in mind that the average IQ is 100. So that means you're dropping about 2 to 3% of your IQ. You might sound like a small number, but when it's applied to the entire population, I would think is pretty significant.
Absolutely fascinating. That was Joe McConnell, and that study has just been published in the journal PNAS.